Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones, who was prominent this weekend at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Big weekend for the Cowboys. Morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning. Camp's still going on. Why aren't y'all out here? What you doing? Come on.
Well, we're still having weekend.
Fun. We're doing the football out here.
Yeah, we know. We enjoyed our time out there, but we had to get back to the Metroplex.
I know. You guys just leave everything early, don't you? You left that party I threw for you at the Nobu early, too.
We had to get up.
Well, I was looking around, and I was about to make a toast to y'all's rear-end butt asses. congratulating you on the Texas Radio Hall of Fame thing, and I got the whole room's attention. I started in on my long and rambling paragraph, and then you were there at the end, and I didn't know what happened. When did y'all leave?
Oh, gosh. I don't know, 8:30 or so, something like that.
Were y'all there when Channel 8's Joe Trahan got shirtless and jumped into the ocean to fight a seal?
No. No, that. I'm sorry. I missed that.
See, you missed something good there. Were y'all there when Steven got to arguing with his mama and Gene grounded him for 2 weeks?
No.
And he knocked over the ice sculpture and threw sushi into people's faces for 20 minutes? I missed that.
No. Man, we missed all the fun.
Were you there when Spalding challenged Fonzie to a fight?
He did?
Yep. And Al Michaels had to separate them, and they knocked Al Michaels' dentures out, and it landed into the spinach salad, and everybody had to eat around it.
Oh no, gross. Awful.
Were you there when Captain Rex ran the Bravo Eugenia right up to the patio of Nobu and held a jam box over his head, and Jim jumped off the balcony and onto the ship while I cried into my fishbowl of Johnny Walker Blue?
No. Captain Rex is driving the Bravo Eugenia?
Our old buddy Captain Rex?
He says hi.
Okay.
Well, I hate y'all missed that. That's a lot of fun.
Well,
a lot of fun. We did have it, and it was good. But that Hall of Fame ceremony, boy, that's some kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, you did a good job presenting DeMarcus Ware.
You know I have a gold jacket, right? You say that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sometimes Gene makes me wear only the gold jacket.
Don't want to hear it.
And stand next to the bed, helicoptering my privates.
Oh, my gosh, Jerry.
Just kind of working it like a single-engine prop. That's what she likes.
Stop it.
But I presented the DeMarcus Ware.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was the one whose idea it was to draft DeMarcus Ware. That's me.
Yeah, that's what we heard.
And people say I'm not a football man. Well, let me tell you, it was my idea. I came up with the idea of drafting Hall of Fame players. That was my big brainstorm.
That's a good idea.
And so it's only fitting I was there to see him get his Century 21 jacket. Did you like that magic moment when we dropped that cloth and got to see the bust?
Yeah, that's
always
pretty
cool. Great.
Usually when I pull off cloth to reveal the bust, it's in steakhouse restrooms.
Okay.
But it was good to do it.
All right.
It was good to do it there in Canton, too.
Okay.
Have you noticed how these busts don't really look like the people they're supposed to be?
Yeah, sometimes they kind of miss the mark.
I know. I think Troy's bust looks a little weird. And
yeah.
My bust looks like special needs Buck Owens or something.
Buck Owens?
You'd think with all the technology we got, we could just 3D print an exact likeness. But
you'd think.
For some reason, they all look like that clay monster from Giggle Snort Hotel or something.
That's like
Are
the
you
greatest,
okay, Jeff?
I'm okay. That's just like the greatest reference ever. I thought I was the only one who ever watched that show.
Well, I got to go watch it right now because Jerry Jr. just put it up on the big TV.
You see it every day.
Every day. So I got to go. Well, good morning to you. Get back out of here.
Okay. We'll see
good
you.
Morning.
Bye. There goes Jerry.